Welcome to Heathen and the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Shay.
And my name is Merlin. And today, we're welcoming you to another episode of Our Entire Life is a Lie. What are we talking about today, Shay?
Well, so today we are going to be diving deep into one of the most mind-boggling, life-twisting,
thought-provoking,
just unbelievable. I mean, how many of you have memories of things that you say to someone like, "Oh, hey, have you ever seen this, or do you remember this?" And they're just like, no, like, I remember this a completely different way. And you're just like, "Well, I'm sorry, you said what?"
So you may have guessed today's episode is the Mandela Effect.
That's right.
A lot of you guys wanted us to talk about conspiracies, and this is like one of the big ones.
This is one of the ones on our list. So for today's Freaky Friday, we want to definitely try to keep all of our topics broad spanned. Mm-hmm. And since you all want us to talk about conspiracies, we want to make sure that we break them down into a very nice, categorized way to make sure that everything gets compacted.
For sure.
And sometimes we may have to do like another episode of another topic, which is totally fine. But we, since you all want us to talk about conspiracies, we decided to kind of like pull out a lot of the things that we
pick one at a time,
really enjoy, right? And mm-hmm. So the biggest one that we both really are super into is the Mandela Effects.
Let's talk about the namesake and one of the earliest examples, just to get the history part of it down. The Mandela Effect is named after Nelson Mandela, who passed away in 2013. But there is a huge amount of people all over the world that remember news stories and news articles of him being either like killed or assassinated or dying in prison in the 1980s. So that's like, that's like kind of probably not where it all started, but that's where the name came from and where people started like realizing that we have false memories or that shit is, there's something funky going on with the Matrix.
Right. So it's very interesting to think about how many things I remember that didn't quote unquote happen.
Let's go through those. Let's go through our list that we put down of like the big ones that seem crazy.
Okay. So, I thought it was really weird when you said, with the peanut butter, everyone mm-hmm. remembers that. I mean, it's always been, I guess, Jif, but I remember it being Jiffy when I was a kid.
Me too. Like, that one's a weird one that I've never noticed before, but like, Jiffy is just J, or it's, I still call it Jiffy to this day, even though it's just J-I-F. But I remember as a kid it being Jiffy peanut butter.
I thought it was Jiffy peanut butter. And then the other one, like you saying that Curious George does he or does he not have a tail?
Do you remember George having a tail?
Well, I do.
But I don't.
Well, that's
and he so never weird. Did.
I remember him having a tail, and that is so weird to me because I remember his little tail poking out the back of that yellow coat. And it's strange to me that you don't remember that.
The one that pisses me off is there's a set of stories. There's some storybooks from the like 70s, 80s, and early 90s about a family of bears. And my entire fucking life, I remember teachers calling them the Berenstain Bears.
The
Berenstain Bears. But no. It's the Berenstain Bears.
That's weird to me. And I
that one pisses me off because I know.
That's strange to me.
I know.
That's very strange because I remember.
I know who I am, goddammit.
It was Berenstain Bears. So we're gonna just start with basically, what is it? What is the the Mandela effect?
Oh God, there's so many theories. There's theories that like it's a glitch in the universe, or like a glitch in like a matrix, like none of this is actually real, and like it's what this fabricated like existence is starting to like fold in on itself.
Right.
That it's like an alternate reality, or like set two separate timelines are like leaking into one another. Mm-hmm. So you've got like people like the like Curious George, for example. Maybe we originally were from different timelines. You were from a timeline where George had a tail, and I've always been in this timeline where George has never had a tail, but like our timelines are like overlapping.
Mm-hmm. I just think that I find it interesting that also there's like just the theory that it's just a like a collective popular thought that because someone else said it that you believe that too. And I just don't think that that would make me remember something that I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they said that that's a possibility. Yeah. Pretty much like that there's like it's a placebo effect to the brain.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk in the stuff we were watching about like false memories. You even had the idea of like, what if it's a...
Well, I don't want to get into that yet.
But, okay, yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk about that later. I'm trying to jump ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to get into ours. I want to get into what we had someone else, like the other people told us.
So yeah, yeah.
Pretty much that, that's pretty much what it is. That the entire thing is just some kind of a scientific phenomenon that either did or didn't actually occur. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to really fully prove that it did or did not happen, other than, you know, it could be anything. It could be a wormhole. It could be a lapse in time. It could be the veils thinning between our realities. And totally. So it's super weird to think that this is what we have to go with. Like, pretty much we're either remembering different things or same things. Mm-hmm. And there's really no way to disprove that. Mm-hmm. So, what do you remember that, what do you remember specifically?
Like, what are some that I remember being different than what our timeline is saying they are now?
Right.
Definitely, I mean, Berenstain Bears is the number one.
Right.
The Shazam movie with Sinbad is, like, a huge one, because I watched that movie several times as a kid.
That blows my mind.
Sinbad says it never existed. Like, there's so many...
They paid him off, that's why. They had to have paid
him off. I don't remember it being a terribly captivating movie.
No, but I do remember it specifically that it did happen.
I watched it, and a lot of people are saying...
That's weird to me because I remember when we both spoke of it, we said, yeah, we both remember that.
Yeah,
specifically.
And a lot of people are saying that it's like a mix-up, because there was a movie called Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal in it playing a genie.
Right.
And I don't think it's a mix-up at all, because I remember separately both movies. I exclusively remember both movies.
I remember, honestly, when I was a kid thinking to myself, why did they remake this movie?
Why is there two genie movies?
Right. It didn't make any sense to me at all.
Because they came out relatively close together, if I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really... That's really interesting that you remember that.
I also, one of them that I forget about is Mona Lisa. Like, I do remember as a kid seeing pictures of Mona Lisa and she was smiling. Mm-hmm. But now if you look at her, she's almost got a frown on her face. Like, I remember that one.
Right. That's, well, what's weird is I remember her not having a smile.
See?
It's always been just like a tight frown. One of the ones that I specifically... remember, like the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Oh, yes.
When you asked me, do you remember, like, what do you remember specifically? And I was like, okay, fruit, basket. You're like, there is no basket.
The basket never happened.
I'm like,
I remember the cornucopia.
That there was a cornucopia basket.
Yes. But supposedly, it has never been there on the logo.
And this is... where I know my life is a lie.
Yeah. One of them that I learned just tonight was the Star Trek one.
Right. Yeah, man, because we named one of our episodes
Beam
the
me up,
Mimeo
Scotty. Yeah.
Stati, and so we're finding out that
That is such a like supposed famous line from Star Trek, and I
right.
swear I remember hearing it. Like, I used to watch Star Trek with my grandparents and my parents all the time as a kid, and I remember them saying "Beam me up, Scotty," like, but it never freaking happened. Not a single time in the entire series
So they
or
say.
movie franchise did anybody ever say "Beam me up, Scotty," and
So they say.
that blew my mind tonight.
Yeah. It's really weird that this is one of those collective things that you just can't explain. Like there's
Like phenomenon,
yeah, like
like
it's a collective thing. Like there's so many of us
yeah, it's like
that
collective
remember.
deja vu.
Right. It's almost like a magic spell or something. I
Yeah,
wonder if that's like a theory. Is it a magical veil of
I've
some
had a,
sort?
I've had not necessarily a theory, but I heard it somewhere. Somebody was saying that like, rather than there being like a matrix in the sense of the Matrix movies, that maybe it's like a spiritual matrix or like a collective consciousness sort of thing. And that like none of this shit is actually happening. Like all of the physical realm is all made up to begin with. So like basically other memories, other like realities are being manifested within this like huge collective consciousness. Like,
Right. Well, that kind of leads into our next question is like, what do you think of the false memory theory? Like, what do you, if you had to guess, like, what do you think that mem like that theory, the possibility of that being real, that it's just
I mean,
false
it's
memories?
definitely possible, but it's like it's insane how vivid some
I
of my
mean it,
memories are
yeah.
that evidently didn't happen. But also they say that like, 80% of our childhood memories are completely fabricated. Like we're picking out these like mile markers and pinpoints, these like big main memories throughout our lives, and then our brains are just making up an entire scenario, like an entire backstory around all of it. But like the human brain is so like good at creating images that, I mean, it's believable. It's believable, but like it's, I also kind of don't believe it because it's just so fucking vivid. Like
Well, what I want to say to kind of back that up
I
is
remember my underwear having a cornucopia on
I
it.
know, but what I want to say to back that up is I remember like specifically the wait, what were we just saying about the Sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
It happens.
What were we just
It's
saying?
been a busy couple of days.
Yeah.
What are we getting at? Like, what are we?
Back to that question that you were just saying.
False memories?
Yeah, the false memories.
What about
And pretty much how, well, never mind. I'm not even gonna go back because
it?
I kind of forgot. But pretty much going forward, mine is like I said earlier, I think it's either gonna be like a time traveler situation where there's people from the future that are coming back in
Is that your
time.
theory or
Yeah.
yeah?
People are coming back in time and they're messing up our timeline slash punching holes in our timeline.
Yeah.
That's kind of changing things. Or
Like it's an active butterfly effect sort of situation.
right.
Yeah.
Or it could just be, I mean, I guess it could be just the alternate universes, but that's just such a, that seems more so far-fetched
Like
that.
the multiverse, and
Right. It's
I don't think it's
harder,
far-fetched,
not
but it
far-fetched. I'm saying
is.
it's harder to prove.
It's hard to wrap your brain around,
Yeah.
that's for sure, because that's
It's just
crazy.
harder to prove that, like,
Yeah, for
if
sure.
that was the case. I feel like, well, remember that documentary that we watched? I had a friend who had requested that I watch this documentary called The Confessions of a Time Traveler, and it was very fascinating. It has nothing to really do with this, but long story short, he says so many things that even though it was a acted out like
Like a
drama,
mockumentary, like a,
right, kind of
yeah.
like a dramatized documentary, I feel like it could be true.
It
And
was
so
believable, like
yeah.
the way that our society and the way that our world world has gone the last several years. Like, it's feasible. It's very feasible that that could be the chain of events that happen. Like, it's believable. I think we're definitely heading to a lot of the things in the documentary. I don't want to say anything about it because it's an entertaining film. Even though it's like, it is fiction, mm-hmm. but it's weaved in a way that we could very well be looking into the future. Yeah. Like, by watching the documentary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, do you have any personal examples in your life? Like, so nothing that anybody else would know, but one in particular that you remember personally happening and you're just kind of like, okay, this is weird. I know I remember that happening a specific way. I remember you saying it has something to do with,
the apples.
Yeah.
Apples. I remember as a kid, apples having a core, like, all the way through, end to end.
Yeah.
And I've learned recently that that is not true. Like, I remember people like my mom saying, oh, don't eat the apple core. Apples don't have a core. They have a cluster of seeds in the center, but they don't have a core like I remember them having. Right. And either the genetics of farmed apples have changed, I don't know, or... I mean, that could be an example. That just may be, I don't know. But that's a weird thing I remember as a kid that, like, is different now.
Yeah.
Apples don't have a core.
Apples don't have a core. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. You know, for the longest time, I thought that I was imagining payphone booths.
What do you mean?
Like, I knew they existed, you know?
Yeah.
But for the longest time, like, when I was growing up, like, just a side note, I used to think they just didn't exist. Like, I remember seeing
like them. The old red ones?
Yeah. Well, just in general.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, just seeing them and then thinking, like, that never actually happened. But that one was just I mean, of course, that was real. But just a side note of, like, how our brains can trick us into thinking
The brain is fucking weird.
Well, that's what I was going to say, was that psychology-wise, like, our brain... That's kind of what I was meaning to say earlier, but I lost my train of thought.
Here we are.
Is that your brain has ways of tricking you into believing things, you know? Like, they say, like, with women. Like, if you were to believe that you were pregnant, you would have
pregnancy symptoms. And, well, like, placebo.
Right. Kind of like tricking your body into believing something. So couldn't it be the same with your brain? Like, if you were to believe that you saw something that you didn't, kind of like when they say, like, when they're questioning a witness on a murder.
Yeah, well,
and they want to talk to you, right, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours right after it happens, because your brain could, you know, distort the information.
Well, that's what I was talking about, like, our memories being false, like, most of our early memories being false. It's kind of the same thing.
Right. Well,
like, because we just, like, make shit up most of the time.
Right. It's interesting that I feel like it can pop. I mean, it could possibly be that it's just some kind of a psychological gap, or it could be more. It could be that there is, like, a, like I said, gaps in the timelines, or time travelers, or black holes, or.
I just think it's crazy that it's on, because it's on such a huge scale. Because they were in the documentary we just got done watching. We watched a little mini one. I can't remember what it was called, but we found it on YouTube. But the lady was saying, like, the statistics of it is, like, most of these main ones that we've talked about, like, 90% of the people that they've surveyed remember, like, vividly remember the false memories, I guess. Like, the ones that, like, they're saying it didn't happen. Like, most, like, 90% of people remember the Monopoly man having a monocle.
Oh, yeah. Or that was a really good one. Yeah.
Jif peanut butter being Jiffy. I do too. I do remember. Me and my brother.
But apparently he doesn't.
Me and my brother fought many times over Monopoly.
Or I think that there was there one, I don't know, because maybe I was thinking of the one with the peanut.
Well, they were saying.
Was there one that they said the peanut didn't have a cane, but I remember him.
Well, they were saying, well, that's possible too, but they were also saying that maybe the Monopoly Man monocle is a like false memory of like we're combining Mr. Peanut and Uncle Pennybags.
Right, maybe possible.
Like,
That might be possible. So why do you think only some of us remember certain, like if they're, let's say that what they're saying is true, that the way that they're saying it did happen, and some of us are remembering completely different versions. Why do you think that that would be, that some of us are remembering, some of us don't?
I mean, if it is like a real phenomena and it's not just like a collective misremembering, I think it would almost have to be merging timelines. I don't know. Like, that's one of those things. Well, this whole episode, none of it's gonna be
Make any
like,
sense.
there's no, we're not, we've only
Nothing here
found,
is concrete.
we're basically like spewing our own opinions
Right.
and talking about other people's opinions because nobody knows why the fuck this is happening.
Right.
I mean, Neil deGrasse Tyson seems to think it's just false memories. It's like a collective like placebo memory that like we're all going along with it because like it's stuff that we didn't think very hardly about, and like we're just kind of going along with it and filling in our false memories like
Well, I'm going to get more magical with it. I think some of us are not remembering because the ones that are just those very highly intuitive spiritual beings that can
Yeah, that's
kind of see
possible.
through the veil of bullshit. Like the
Yeah.
way that we can tune into the realms of the veils. Maybe
Yeah.
that's just
No,
why some of us can remember and some of us can't.
I think that's a really good theory too. Like, that's just as
Like, what if it's like Men in Black? You know,
plausible.
they just come up to you and they go,
Yeah.
"You will forget this," and then they just flash you in the eyes, and you're
Yeah.
supposed to just forget. But then some of us are kind of like, "Wait a second."
You totally read my mind when we were taking notes. I didn't say it out loud, but when we were taking notes, when we were talking about like our own personal theories, I totally had an image of Will Smith and his memory eraser. Like, so we were on the same page. That's funny.
I just feel like that's like the most accurate
It's gotta be
description
the Men in
of,
Black.
right? Maybe that's one of the theories that we haven't thought of. Maybe there's people running around in the suits, just like the movie said, and they're flashing us all the chances they can get to make sure that they get everybody to forget. But some of us are not flashed yet, so we just don't remember.
Yeah.
Or we still remember.
Really, there's no way to like answer that question. That's like a purely, this
I
whole
mean, that's
thing
just
is
a
purely
theory. That's just
theory.
a
Yeah.
theory, you know, of what,
Yeah. It could be
how could that
anything.
possibly
Yeah.
be, you know? And like I said, maybe they just haven't got me yet.
This conspiracy is a complete mind fuck. Like,
It
it'll make you
is.
doubt everything.
It's really deep, because here's like a really like the important question that gets me is, if so many of us do remember, where is the proof? Like, why aren't more of those copies that we say that we've seen and tangibly had, and like, why aren't there more of it that is like surfacing?
Some examples of like proof are like the Kennedy assassination. Like, when you're to the listeners out there, how many people do you remember being in the car when Kennedy was assassinated?
We're not going to answer that right now. We're going to put that on our Facebook and Instagram, and it'll be there for everyone to guess.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
there's proof, there's photo proof of both realities.
Right.
And
Options.
that is a mind fuck in itself.
Yeah.
What was the other one that there was a oh, the we can talk about this one, the
Oh, wait, do we?
Shazam movie.
Did we want to give them the options of what there is to pick from, like what they're saying?
Sure, yeah, why
Okay.
not?
So it's if you remember, the option would be either you remember there being
Four
four people
people.
in the car or six people in the car.
Yep.
So which one do you remember?
Yep.
And we're gonna get those answers outside of the
There's proof for
podcast.
both. There's proof for both, though. That's
Yeah.
where it's
Yeah, that's
weird.
where it's weird. So we'll see. But I just find that that's very, very strange, because I remember that movie. I remember Berenstain. I remember the Ford logo and the like it's so weird that those
that those are ones that I vividly remember that a lot of other people don't. So I think that that's very interesting. And I know that there was one that you were telling me about with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, it's the famous mirror scene when she says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" But that never happened either.
Huh.
She actually says, "Magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And Bee's got a storybook made by Disney of that movie. And even in that book, it says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" So even Disney doesn't know what its own history is.
That is a... Wow. I'm shocked by that, because there is, like they were saying, tons of prints and commercials and merchandise and things that go along with a lot of things that are not true.
Yeah.
Or so they say. That it maybe it's changed now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, some of us remember certain ways and some of us don't. So it's possible that this is, like I said, this could be the work of something else that we're just not fully aware of. But like I said, I personally believe time travel, okay? If it's not time travel, I don't know what. But think about it. I mean, if we exist now, who's not to say that the future doesn't have time travelers who are...
Here's a question. Or not a question, here's a statement. If time travel is or ever has been invented, the time in which it was invented is irrelevant, because technically, if it's invented at any time, it exists in all time.
That is true.
Bam.
That is true.
Mic drop.
So I believe that the Mandela effect has been one of those things that, I mean, man, it's leaked into almost every single thing. Like,
yeah.
The Matrix and...
It really picked up, though, at the death of Nelson Mandela in 2013.
Because
I remember that being, like...
That's super weird.
That was, like, a big thing. Like, that was... Like, I remember him dying in the 80s. Like, that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, he literally just died yesterday. Like, what? Yeah. But, yeah.
It feels like these are all leaking together. There's a possible shift in the collective universal consciousness or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together at once to create this this butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I really am stunned by the, like I said, the things that we share in common with this, the things totally. We don't. I really want to hear what you all have to say out there.
Yeah, totally.
You all are heretics. Whoop, whoop.
Our crazy little heretics.
We want to hear what you all have to say about this. The Mandela effect, do you all believe in, you know, certain things that you remember? And are there ones that you're stunned are completely different than what your memory serves? We really want to hear from you all. We are super excited that you guys are still with us in this journey. We're growing on our socials. Our Facebook is like up to 72 now. Our Instagram is like up to, I think, 65 or 64 or something like that.
And if you want to find us on those social medias, you can find us at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast on both Instagram and Facebook.
And we also have a
Patreon
that is Heathen and the Hedge Podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are inside of a link tree that you all are more than welcome to find on any of those platforms. We have them all linked in those, and we will have it in the description below.
You can also Google us. You can find us that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is the best way to find us as well.
But I like the link tree because it's all just together.
Right. We have everything in one place for you all. So definitely don't feel overwhelmed. It's easy to find us if you are looking. And we hope that you all have enjoyed this episode of Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
It has been super interesting to share all of these with you all, and we
totally
hope that you will find us and share your views too. We want you to be a part of this.
Yeah, talk to us. Come talk to us on our exactly platforms. Like, we
send
love
us DMs. We love messages. Okay?
Love hearing from you.
So, this has been Heathen and the Hedge podcast. I am Shay.
And I am Merlin.
And we love y'all. Blessed be y'all.
Love you guys.
Peace out.